The views of this program are not necessarily the views of KWFM Radio, its management, or its sponsors. The host is solely responsible for its content. Enjoy!
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, dishing out the latest buzz on the local restaurant and entertainment scene. And now, to help you get ready for the weekend in style, here's your host, Matt Russell.
And a big Thursday greetings to all of my fellow foodies across Southern Arizona. Matt Russell broadcasting live from the intergalactic headquarters of KWFM AM 1330, the star. Yes, do not adjust your radio stations. You are indeed at the right place. We are now KWFM AM 1330, the star, the shining star in Tucson radio. It is my pleasure to be here as I am each and every Thursday afternoon at 5 o'clock, with a rerun every Saturday at noon, bringing you all the great culinary developments across the culinary landscape in Pima County and beyond. And we've got a great show for you. I want to make sure that you are following all of our action on our Facebook page. If you're not, shame on you. Get over there and join all the action on the Menu Live right on Facebook.com/On the Menu Live. You're going to be the first to find out who our guests are going to be on each and every show, what live remote broadcasts we're going to be hosting from some of the great restaurants across Arizona, where the great wine tastings are in the community all week, what restaurants are giving away free gift certificates just for becoming a part of our community. Again, Facebook.com/On the Menu Live. Like us and tell all your friends. Foodie news. Friends, our good buddies Travis Reese and Nicole Flowers over at 47 Scott, one of our favorite restaurants in all of Tucson, conveniently located down in the heart of downtown. Starting Saturday, this Saturday, January 28th, they're going to be open for brunch, which is big news for all of us sort of early to late morning brunch enthusiasts. They're going to be open starting only on Saturday for brunch, but you want to check it out. They're going to be open at 10 a.m., and they're going to be serving their trademark modern comfort food along with several new and, of course, innovative brunch dishes. Karen Weiss, the manager of 47 Scott's renowned cocktail program, has created a signature Bloody Mary and other classic brunch libations. Now, whenever Karen Weiss and the word signature are in the same sentence, you know you're in for a treat. He's one of the classic mixologists with a worldwide following. Of course, you can't have a great brunch without a great cocktail. He's going to be there to serve everything you need. Their new menu is going to include, of course, your favorites, such as the grass-fed beef burger. But they're going to be introducing some new things on the brunch menu. Something I've been hearing about and I'm looking forward to try is the egg scramble with basil, tomatoes, and their fresh house-made mozzarella. I love learning about restaurateurs and executive chefs that really begin to learn about the passion of doing house-made mozzarella. It's so much fun to watch them stretching the cheese. And, you know, you don't buy real mozzarella from the store. You know, you actually have to make it in-house. And 47 Scott is going to be doing it like none other. Again, starting this Saturday and only on Saturdays for now, brunch is going to be opening at 10 a.m. at 47 Scott. They're going to be running that menu all the way up until 4 o'clock p.m. when they transition to their dinner menu. 47 Scott on 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington parking garage. And for all of the On the Menu Live fans, please know, write this in your calendars. We're actually going to be broadcasting this show live from 47 Scott itself downtown on February the 16th, so you don't want to miss that. Also coming up as we approach Valentine's Day, it's unbelievable that we're looking at Valentine's Day again. We had a great Valentine's Day show last year when we broadcast live from the Melting Pot. Everything was delicious as always over there. But as we approach Valentine's Day, we start thinking of sugary sweets and all the great desserts that are here for you to sample and to purchase and to give to someone you love. Our good friends at Paradise Bakery and Cafe, which is at 4362 North Oracle Road. They are going to be rolling out their special Valentine's Day cookies. Now, get this. They've got a large heart-shaped cookie with a custom design for only $16.95. $9.95 each. They've got a smaller version of that for only $6.95 each. And of course, their small frosted heart-shaped cookies with sprinkles are only $2.25 each. I strongly encourage you, friends, to order and prepay for decorated Valentine's Day cookies by February the 13th, because if you do, they're going to cut 10% off of the order for the 6-inch and the 12-inch custom decorated cookies. Again, Valentine's Day cookies for someone you love. Buy them for all of your staff. Buy them for all of your clients. What better way to show them how much you love them than with these wonderful cookies from Paradise Bakery and Cafe, which is 4362 North Oracle Road. Best to give them a call to get them ordered ahead of time. Their number to call, 888-0940. What's going on here in the foodie world as well? Speaking of Valentine's Day, this is the time, friends, that you want to start thinking about making reservations for Valentine's Day dinner. This is a big moment for culinary fans across Southern Arizona, a special time to mark this occasion with the one you love the most. There's probably never been more tables of two across the scene than there is on Valentine's Day. So we strongly encourage you to go check out a local restaurant, an independent restaurant, a locally owned place here in Tucson. They've got great specials running all throughout the month, but Valentine's Day is a day you do not want to miss. So why don't you go over to TucsonOriginals.com. That's plural. TucsonOriginals.com and check out all of the great Valentine's Day dinners there are available. I just took a quick look at the website today, and I'm looking at some of the great specials that I see from Acacia, Real Food and Cocktails. Chef Albert Hall has got a great Valentine's Day dinner for you. Tavolino, a wonderful Italian restaurant. Chef Massimo Tavolino has got some great things in store for you and your honey on Valentine's Day. Janos Wilder, Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails, has got a great Valentine's Day menu that you don't want to miss. Again, go to TucsonOriginals.com and get all of the information that you need to treat the one you love to a wonderful, wonderful Valentine's Day dinner. Also, this is probably a great time for you to check out our website, www.onthemenulive.com. Learn all about our great sponsors. We've got so many great pioneering folks and supporters that have been with us since day one that have really realized the value of sharing their great news of all great culinary things and libation things and great wines. You need to go check out onthemenulive.com, get to know our sponsors, frequent them often because they are the reason that we're here, and we don't bring the good news to you of all the great things, food and wine, without all of our sponsors. And what a great segue that is to a woman who holds a very special place in my heart, who runs our favorite wine store, which is Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon and Fort Lowell, and I believe she's with us now.
What a great show you have.
This, well, you can second it and third it and shout it from the rooftops, Yvonne Fouché. Anyway, what a great week we've had. And, every time the show ends on Thursday at 6 o'clock, the first thing I look forward to is getting down there to the wine tasting that you have every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then when I leave Catavinos, I can't wait till Thursday to have you back on the show again. Anyway, how you been?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Great. So, we've been drinking a little wine these days. We're celebrating the warmer temperatures, and I think I'm taking a look at the weather forecast for the next 5 days, and it's Chamber of Commerce weather. I'm thinking, what better place to enjoy the great weather than with great friends drinking some great wine on that great patio of yours?
You know what, and I'll tell you, that patio has been packed. I have never seen that patio packed in a January like it has been this year. Isn't this something?
It really is. I mean, and I was telling my wife the other day, you know, that it's just, that's the, I just can't wait for spring when you get teased a little bit in January with all the great things that is in store for you. And I just love the setting down there. Now, you've had the whole week, Yvonne, to kind of scan the landscape of all of the wines that you could possibly showcase for our very discriminating wine enthusiasts on our radio show. And I want to ask you, what's the wine of the week this week?
Well, I'll tell you, sometimes it's easier than others. And
indeed,
this week it was really easy, in my opinion. Because I always pull the wine of the week from our tasting menu for the weekend. And I like to do things that are a little different. And so this week we have a Primitivo in the tasting from Puglia, Italy. It's a mono winery. It's 100% Primitivo. Mm. It's got wonderful flavors of blackberries and blueberries and raspberries and plums. There's a little bit of oak. There's some light tannins. It's not too, you know, sometimes Italian wines can get a little earthy.
Right, right.
A little funky. And this one, it's not of that flavor palette at all. It's an absolutely wonderful example of a Primitivo.
And when you're thinking about Primitivo, and if there's someone who's listening to the show for the first time and they think about their classic red varietals, you know, you've got your Malbecs and your Cabs and your Merlots and your Pinots. Talk a little bit about what Primitivo is and what your, you know, first timers are going to experience when they taste a real Primitivo.
Well, and that's the reason that I have this, or I chose it for this week, because, you know, it's all about expanding people's knowledge and palate. Now, a lot of people already know, but people who don't know, I like to expose them to things that are just a little bit on the different, on the wild side.
I love it.
And a Primitivo is actually the parent grape of a Zinfandel.
Hmm.
Now, everybody always says that, oh, yeah, it's just like a Zinfandel, but I've yet to taste a Primitivo that tastes like a Zinfandel. So I keep sitting there, and I try, I swear, bottle after bottle. I just keep drinking it, looking for the differences or the likenesses.
This is hard work, isn't it, Yvonne?
It is really. I diligently seek out that information, and you know, a case later, I'm still, well.
You know, but your guests demand authenticity. They demand accountability. They know when they walk in your door, you have done the heavy lifting for them. I mean, for that, we're grateful, Yvonne.
That's right. I've done it. I've tried.
Well, you've been expanding palettes for years since you've been over there at 3063 North Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. So this 100% Primitivo from Puglia, Italy, you know, you've gone right to the source. We're celebrating that you've brought back that wine. We're thinking it's going to be an affordable wine because you don't have anything in the store that's not affordable. How much is this bad boy?
You know, this guy, and I'm proud to say, this guy is only $10.99.
Oh, saving us more money.
Exactly. You would think with such a rare find of this nature that it would be more expensive, and a lot of times they are. I do have a couple Primitivos in the shop, but this one I tasted, oh, probably a month ago. This one's new in the shop, and it got several stars when I tasted it. And it was like, oh, this is an excellent example of a Primitivo, and my people are going to love it.
Boy, so, and they'll just be guzzling it down at $10.99 a bottle. So,
$10.99, that's a really screaming price, even in my opinion, and I love values.
You do love values. Now, So I'm trying to think, you've got this great Primitivo wine that you're going to be just shocking people with because it's not the typical Primitivo. Again, you're just kind of wowing them and getting them introduced to thinking about wines in a different way. I'm trying to get my head around where you're going with a tasting. So tonight, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., what's the theme of the tasting this week?
Oh, the theme of the tasting this week is to really try and get your arms around your palate. And
do not try this at home, ladies and gentlemen. If you can get your arms around your palate, I want to know. I want to invest in that.
The title of this weekend's tasting is Old World versus New World.
Oh, very nice.
So what we've got is we've got an Old World French Chardonnay up against a California Chardonnay. So you can taste where the Old World Chardonnays, what they were designed to be, and then the New World. And you can decide, are you Old World, are you New World? We've got the Primitivo up against the California Zinfandel, of course.
Very cool, very cool.
So now you can see, am I Old World in my Zinfandel style, or am I New World in my Zinfandel style? Then I have a very rare, and this one almost made it into the Wine of the Week, but it lost out for some by the luck of the draw. I have a Cote d'Aron. That's 100% Syrah, which is really rare to come by.
Sure is.
And that's up against an Australian Shiraz.
I absolutely love this theme. So there's going to be a throwdown of sorts between
the
Old World Catavinos fans and the New World Catavinos fans. If you were a betting woman, Yvonne, where do you think where is that tide going to turn? You think you got some Old World folks or some New World folks there?
You know what? I'm laying my money. I got 50-50.
Easy way out indeed.
I know it. But that's so true, and that's why I really purposefully seek out a great number of Old World wines for the shop. It's so easy to find the New World wines. Those are a dime a dozen.
Right.
They're pumping them out of California and Australia, a dime a dozen. The old world style wines are very hard to come by, and I actually do have quite a large selection of old world wines, and I have found that my customers, they go half and half.
Right. If our listeners want to know if you skew more towards the old world side of the wine or the new world side of the wine, what better place to discover that for yourself for the first time with all of your friends there for this historic moment than at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, 3063 North Alvernon. Get down there Thursday, Friday, Saturday between 4 and 8. Yvonne, what a great kind of contest you have underway. I look forward to seeing you.
Me too, Matt. You have fun.
Thanks so much. Wow, that sounds like fun. We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break. Turn and learn a little bit more about Catavinos. And when we come back, we're talking about slow food, Maynard style. You don't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Discover a warm, intimate, and inviting hideaway in Midtown Tucson where you can meet people and explore new wines. At Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room, located on Alvernon Way, just south of Fort Lowell, we offer more than 350 premium wines from all over the world, all priced under $15 a bottle. Each week, our wine tastings will give you the opportunity to sample a flight of wines alongside some delicious artisan cheeses. And our tasting room is the ideal venue for your next private party or special event. We also stock the latest wine accessories for making the most out of your wine experience. Finding a great bottle of wine for $30 is easy, but discovering a wonderful wine for less than $15 is an art. Let us do the work for you. Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just south of Fort Lowell. Come see us today or give us a call at 323-3063. That's 323-3063.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live on KWFM AM 1330, The Star, which is the centerpiece, the destination for all great culinary news here in Southern Arizona. Now, our good friend, Chef Adam Buzzolini from Maynard's Market and Kitchen has got his creative juices flowing. I want to, before we get him on the show with us, I want everybody to take a big red pen out of the drawer. I want you to put a big red X through Sunday, January the 29th at 5 p.m., because we want you to go down to Maynard's Market and Kitchen for what Chef Adam Buzzolini has put together for you. And he's on the show with us now. What's up, Chef?
How are you, man? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure talking to you because, you know, you're one of the great culinary figures here in the state of Arizona, nay, in the southwestern United States. And there's nothing pedestrian when it comes to Adam Buzzolini. You're not happy with the standard culinary arts. You want to take things just to the third, to the fourth, and to the fifth level. And when I heard about this multi-course farmer's dinner that you have prepared on Sunday, January 29th, I started looking at the menu and I just began to salivate. In fact, I'm doing it right now all over this microphone. Anyway, thanks for everything that you continue to do for food enthusiasts across Southern Arizona, but give our listeners a sense of what you have in mind. I've never heard of a farmer's dinner before.
Well, we're pairing up with Slow Foods to kind of get that collaboration and community effort going. And since we have a farmer's market here every Saturday at Maynard's now, we've been making it a tradition to go out there and do our shopping for fresh produce and stuff and featuring those things on the menus leading up to what we're creating here with our farmer's dinner with Slow Foods. Pretty much about 90% of it is coming right from Tucson, and the stuff that's not will be coming from a good friend of mine in Bend, Oregon, where they hand forage mushrooms from the foothills of the mountains there in Oregon.
Oh, so, man. So,
everything from the raw form all the way through to the completed product done in-house, and yeah, absolutely everything from farm to table.
So you can't get fresher than what we're talking about. So we're talking about food fresh from the farm. You're going to be pairing that up with some local wines, a multi-course dinner, again, Sunday, January the 29th at 5 p.m. Now, give our listeners a sense of what this whole slow food movement is about.
Well, what I can tell you is that it originated in Rome by means of protest from the local people in the community after they put in a McDonald's right in the middle of a lot of old world restaurants, and people decided that they had had enough and they wanted to take it back and really get back into the community and highlighting and featuring those foods that take time to develop the flavors and the freshest of the season and being seasonal and communal more than anything.
So you think about what fast food is and you think of what is diametrically opposed to fast food. It's slow food, and it's just celebrating the sense of place where we are here in Southern Arizona and using locally sourced fresh ingredients. And I always love to talk about, you know, when I go go out to farmers markets and do some shopping or go out and visit local farms, it is not atypical, ladies and gentlemen, to run into a chef from your favorite restaurant, and you know you're getting quality, fresh ingredients when you actually are shopping alongside a chef. And I love just seeing you and some of the great chefs across Southern Arizona actually going through these farmers markets, because you have our own palates in mind.
It's just really awesome to be a part of, and once you get involved in it and start doing it repetitively, it becomes second nature, and before you know it, you don't even want to touch the other stuff out there. And so it's close to my heart for sure.
I love it, and I understand that 10% of the proceeds, Adam, are going to be going to Slow Food Tucson, so it's a wonderful way to come and enjoy your culinary work and give back to the community at the same time. Give our listeners a sense of, I looked at this menu, and, you know, the menu deserves an hour conversation with you, Chef Adam Buzzolini. I mean, and the masterpiece that you put together for this dinner, it's almost an injustice to try to squeeze in the manifestations of your art in 3 minutes or so, but give our listeners a sense of some of the things that they can expect to see and enjoy at this farmer's dinner.
We're going to have some pork belly rillettes from a place called Tender Belly. They're just north of us, and their pigs are finished with acorns and hazelnuts, the old school way. Again, no chemicals, no antibiotics, none of that. River Road Garden Greens will be featured, which is coming from the Tucson Waldorf School. Happy Hen Eggs from a really sweet lady we work with every week. She's got beautiful eggs. Handmade goat cheese from Chivarisa. She's now doing it in the style and creating actually rinds and molds on her cheese for the first time we've ever really seen that in Tucson. It's really exciting. And then we have some local chickens done in the Amish, raised in the Amish style, and just so many really cool things.
That's great. And, you know, speaking of really cool, I had to make a little note here. 48-minute happy hen eggs. Now, what makes, are they not happy enough at 47 minutes? I mean, what does that mean? What's a 48-minute happy hen egg?
Basically, I'm cooking the egg in an immersion circulator, which is keeping the water at an absolute perfect temperature by means of computer, and cooking the egg extremely slow so that the yolk and the white end up set at the same time. And what you get is an egg that you've never experienced before. It's going to be silky smooth, full flavored, and beautiful throughout. It's kind of a technique that humans have never been able to enjoy an egg cooked in this style before. So,
oh man, nowhere else is that happening. Let's be honest, and at Maynard's Market and Kitchen, 48-minute happy hen eggs. You know, let Chef Adam Buzzolini do all the heavy lifting, because you're in for a treat. I understand butternut squash and mesquite flour Belgian waffles with Isabella's cinnamon ice cream for dessert. My goodness,
you got it. Good stuff.
We got about another minute remaining in this segment. What about some local wines? What are you going to be featuring?
Not necessarily going totally local here, but we are going to have Novelty Hill Sauvignon Blanc from Columbia Valley, which is going to be a new world. And then we've also got a Marlboro Pinot Noir 2008 from New Zealand. And we're also serving the Cuvée Camps 2007 Sparkling, which is an old world style. And so we're doing, speaking of your last segment, we're doing both Old World and New World here this Sunday. So kind of different for us. We're an Old World kind of a place.
Absolutely delicious. Chef Adam Buzzolini and his Farmer's Dinner, a multi-course menu that's going to take advantage of the freshest ingredients, products from local farms possible. Sunday, January 29th at 5 p.m. The number to call for reservations, 545-0577. Again, 545-0577. This looks like one of the great culinary events of the year. And Chef Adam Buzzolini, we have you to thank. Thank you so much for everything you and your team do down there at Maynard's, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Chef Adam Buzzolini. We're going to take a quick CNN news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Rick Connors from The Hungry Fox. He's always a great guest. Don't go away.
This is a CNN Radio special report. I'm Edgar Tragins.
We're getting ready for another debate tonight. I can't wait. Yeah. This is going to be fun again. You know that?
Mitt Romney will join his three rivals on stage in 30 minutes from now in tonight's debate hosted by CNN in Jacksonville. It's the last debate before Florida voters go to the primary polls Tuesday. A poll this week shows Romney in a virtual tie with Newt Gingrich atop the GOP presidential field. CNN's Peter Hamby says tonight's debate could be pivotal.
Debates, again, have the capacity to really impact what voters are seeing in a state like Florida, where you don't have that real retail politics. That part of the campaign is over. This is all about TV airwaves, and voters are going to get their main impression of the candidates tonight.
Meanwhile, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush tells CNN he is not endorsing a candidate, but warns the contenders to soften their attacks on each other. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Castrol Edge, the official motor oil sponsor of the NFL, knows you have the strength to perform. So when you buy a Castrol GTX conventional oil change special for $20.99 or a Castrol Edge oil change special at Advance Auto Parts, you'll get an official NFL hat for the team of your choice free by mail. At Advance, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle by bringing you exclusive deals that will flip your lid. Service is our best part. See store for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint starts at a new lower price of $29.38 a gallon. Its lowest price ever. It's paint and primer in one, so it takes fewer coats and less time to cover any old color with any new color. It's the perfect time to break out the rollers because Behr Premium Plus Ultra Interior Paint now starts at just $29.38. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
It's after work. You look at your iPhone and discover an urgent request. You could drive back to the office to log onto your computer, but who wants to do that? With the new Go to My PC app for the iPhone, you could take care of that last-minute request from anywhere. Use the Go to My PC app by Citrix to access your work computer to work on any program or file. It's like having your computer in your pocket. Try it free for 45 days. Download the free app, then visit gotomypc.com, click the Try It Free button, enter promo code 45.
Take it from Dave Lennox. At the end of the day, it's all about comfort. And the same is true for the middle of the day, the morning, and all night long. A new high-efficiency home comfort system from Lennox will keep your family comfortable 24/7 and reduce your utility bills. Right now, your local Lennox dealer has the system you're looking for. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Spend an evening with us at 47 Scott and Scott & Co., located downtown Tucson's emerging culinary capital. 47 Scott, serving modern comfort food for both lunch and dinner in a neighborhood bistro setting. A rotating selection of affordable wines and handcrafted cocktails complement our freshly prepared seasonal menu. Sit under the stars on our cozy brick patio or inside in a comfortable urban setting where we focus on excellent service and hospitality. Enjoy a drink before or after your meal at Scott & Co., our small cocktail lounge located directly next door to 47 Scott. With a nod to the cocktail scene of years past, Scott & Co. features seasonal drink creations unlike any other place in Tucson. 47 Scott, located downtown at 47 North Scott Avenue, across the street from the Pennington Parking Garage. Open for lunch Monday through Friday and dinner Monday through Saturday. Online at 47scott.com. For reservations, call 624-4747. That's 624-4747.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course! Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Main Gate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Main Gate Square.
Hey Tucson, check out downtown Tucson's newest hotspot, Hub.
Lively, fun, and delicious hub offers genuine made-here fare in an updated historic setting. Real rotisserie meats and classic deli sandwiches. Flaky pot pies, burgers, and dogs, Hub has something for everyone. Hub's homemade ice cream is a new citywide favorite with eclectic flavors to sit and enjoy or grab and go. Hub's happy hour is every day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if nightlife is what you crave, Hub is open till 2 a.m. every day, offering cocktails, beer, and wines on draft and a late night menu in the Hub Lounge. Located in the heart of downtown on Congress Street, Hub has its own parking lot for free and easy parking at any time of the day. Call 207-8201 or stop by Hub at 266 East Congress Street 7 days a week. Visit hubdowntown.com. Daytime family fun, nighttime urban vibe. Hub has it all. Hubdowntown.com.
Over 2,000 fine wines to complement your meal. Experience the very best. You deserve it. This is Bob McMahon. Join me at my place, McMahon's Prime Steakhouse, Swan and Fort Lowell.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell. Beautiful.
And thank you for listening, and welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell, broadcasting from the new KWFM AM 1330. The star has a ring to it. I just love saying that because, you know, we've got a lot of culinary stars in this community. So bookmark that, and don't forget, we are now KWFM AM 1330, The Star. While we are waiting for our good friend Rick Connors from the Hungry Fox to call in, you know, he must be a little busy making his biscuits and gravy and counting his double yolk eggs as we speak, but he's going to be calling in here in just a couple of minutes. But let me tease you a little bit. Now, we're going to ask Rick about this whole double yolk egg thing. I need to remind everybody, when they go into the Hungry Fox, which of course is 4637 East Broadway, one of the great home cooking, you know, classic, iconic Tucson restaurants, been around for decades. We love the Hungry Fox on Broadway, just a little bit west of Swan on the north side of the street. You got to be careful when you order your eggs there. When you order the eggs, there's two yolks inside those. So if you order two eggs, you're going to get four. If you order four eggs, like some people I know, you're going to get eight eggs. Anyway, we're going to ask him what his secret is behind these double yolk eggs. We're going to ask him his secret to his great patty melt, the great breakfasts that he has, the great catering program, and of course this executive business lunch, which we've taken advantage of over at Russell Public Communications from time to time. Rick Connors from the Hungry Fox is going to be our guest when we return. So don't go away. We're going to take a quick commercial break and try to find Rick. See ya. Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is. The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home in your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Well, here we are on a very busy Saturday night. It's about 10 o'clock at night, and we're here at Downtown Kitchen and Cocktails at 135 South 6th Avenue, just a block south of Broadway, and we ran into my good friend, Chef Janos Wilder, who's agreed to spend a couple minutes with us. What's going on, Chef?
Matt, thanks for coming into Downtown After Dark. We do this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights, live music, half-price bar menu. It's the place to be.
Really is the place to be, and it's so busy around here. Everyone's having such a great time.
It's going on here during the afternoon, too. We do a traditional happy hour from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, half-price bar menu, drink specials, and then lunch, dinner, stay for late night. It's happening all the time here.
All with that unique Janos twist, whether it's the great food or the wonderful things happening behind the bar. We just can't get enough of downtown.
Thanks, Matt. So give us a call, 623-7700, or go to the website, downtownkitchen.com.
That sounds great. I think I'll go get a drink. Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food. Especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell broadcasting live from the headquarters of KWFM AM 1330, The Star, bringing you all of the great culinary news across Pima County. And, you know, when you think about the great Tucson Originals restaurants and the classic culinary characters that have been around this community for a long time, you know, those that begins to narrow and narrow how, no matter how far back you go. But there's one place that has stood the test of time that is just continuing to kick out what some have called Tucson's best breakfast far and away, and their lunch program and their catering program and their business lunch program continue to bring people in generations after generations. And the man responsible for all the magic is on the show with us now from the Hungry Fox, Rick Connors. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing great. Let me just tell you, you know, before we get into all of the great things happening at the Hungry Fox, let me just say it is a joy and a privilege to hear your voice on this radio show once again.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. I miss it. It was a lot of fun when I did it.
I mean, you became so much a part of the success of what was once KJLL, which is now KWFM, and I listened to your show every Thursday. You and your wife always talking about, you know, wonderful life stories and all of the Connors family adventures and all sort of wrapped around your common love of providing people, you know, a real, let me just say that, I mean real home-cooked comfort food experience at the Hungry Fox. And I just want to say that my hat is off to you and your family as we do this show.
Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate that. It's nice. We love the business. We've been in the business most of our lives, and we actually moved out to Arizona to retire. But I just, you know, once you get it under your skin, it's hard to get it out. I just had to get back in the business.
Well, we're so happy that you decided not to retire. I mean, a retired Rick Connors is almost an oxymoron. No one can imagine, you know, Rick Connors actually what spending your time golfing or you know, reading or fishing. I mean, you've got a great restaurant to run. How long has a Hungry Fox been around, Rick?
Since 1964.
Amazing. All of that, right there at the same location the whole time.
Yes.
That's
right,
unbelievable.
Corner, Broadway and Swan.
Broadway and Swan. I think just west of Swan on the north side of the street.
Yes.
You know, there's so many iconic places just right up and down Broadway, and you just can't miss the Hungry Fox all the way back to the 1960s. Now, you got your start sort of in the breakfast business because you really have defined what of that kind of, you know, what classic home-cooked environment, and I mean that from the plate as well as the setting. I mean, you really started breakfast in a community that really didn't have it up until then.
Well, we like to make everything homemade. Breakfast is really the big meal of the day. It's the most important meal of the day, and we serve it all day long. And I like having breakfast for dinner sometimes. There's nothing like getting a nice full plate of pancakes.
Oh man,
bacon, some bacon and eggs. I like it. It's an all-around meal.
Yeah, and you know, there are certainly no limitations when it comes to breakfast. I'm looking at the breakfast menu now, and I mean, where else, Rick Connors, can you get two center cut pork chops with two double yolk eggs, hash browns, and toast for $9?
I know
how you do it. But
I'm in the business to have fun.
That's right.
I don't care about the money. Who cares about the money?
I mean, it's, the deals are just are unlimited over there at the Hungry Fox. Now, I know this whole double yolk egg thing puts you on the map, and and you know, the home of the double yolk egg, and people are fascinated. You know, they say, "Well, I ordered two eggs and they gave me four." There must be some misunderstanding. But talk about the whole tradition of this double yolk egg.
Well, you know, I don't know how it started. We started getting some. We had regular eggs, and then all of a sudden, we started getting this big. It must have been a mistake. They must have put them on the side for somebody else. We got this big order. Our entire order came in with double yolks in it. And I thought, well, you know, that's a nice hook. It's really different. So it's really not that much more expensive.
Hmm.
So we decided we're going to use them all the time.
That's great. And you're doing what other restaurants just simply cannot do. And you've created this brand for yourself. And I love that you do it in this setting of like a country cafe, a country kitchen. I mean, I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up in Northern Virginia. And it just, every time I walk into the Hungry Fox, it reminds me of my childhood when we used to go have family, you know, breakfasts and family dinners. And just the way you've adorned the space just harkens back to that time when everything in the world seemed to go right, Rick.
Yeah, it's not. It seems like the 50s to me. The 50s, nice and easy going. My wife is in charge of all the decorations. Man, she's on the computer at 4:30 in the morning. I can see her in the office. There's a light coming under there. She gets up early. She gets on camera. She's always out of garage sales. She's always looking for this stuff. And she finds something she likes. And if it's not going to be around the house, it's going to be at the store.
Hanging
on a wall or sitting in a corner. So that's what she loves.
And that's the kind of experience that you're going to get at the Hungry Fox. But ladies and gentlemen, the magic doesn't stop with breakfast. Of course, as Rick said, breakfast is served throughout the day. If the spirit moves you to have an omelet or a biscuits and gravy, which I think are the best in town, you can get those all day. But your lunch program is something that I think the community has really responded to, because you know you'll offer them to come in and have a wonderful, wonderful kind of iconic lunch. But you've got something here called the business lunch, which I think is intriguing. Talk about your lunch.
Well, we wanted to make something for the businessman, something a little bit different. So come in, grab a sandwich, and go out. But we didn't want to just give him a bread and butter sandwich. We wanted to give him something nice. Like you can get a Reuben, a nice, fresh, lean-cut roast corned beef. Or we decided to put it on a New York Reuben. Instead of sauerkraut, it's got coleslaw. It's a really different taste
great.
To it, but, man, the people love it. It's got a different kick to it, and I sell probably 50% of my Reubens are New York Reubens.
Now, are your like servers them. Then kind of walking your customers through the difference between the classic and the New York?
Well, it takes a lot of description. A lot of the things we have on there, so they do have a lot of explaining.
Yeah. Now, you know, a lot of the stuff there. I mean, you really, you know, fancy yourselves as, I mean, it's home cooking, which means that it's fresh, which means that there's, you know, there's just not stacks and stacks of canned items, and I mean everything is really made with love and with intention. When you're thinking about your breakfast menu that brings people in from all across Southern Arizona, not just the folks in Midtown, is there one breakfast item, Rick Connors, that sort of stands out as, you know, that unique Hungry Fox experience that keeps people coming back for more?
Well, yeah, they love our homemade bread. Unfortunately, I really can't smell it anymore because I'm around it. But the new
you're
people
immune.
Come to the store, they tell me how it smells so good. But our homemade bread, our homemade biscuits and gravy, I have a gentleman that comes in. All he does is make the biscuits.
Wow.
I've tried to have other people make them. We use the same recipe, the same ingredients, but there's just something about the way this guy makes them. They're just terrific. Light and fluffy, but chewy, and none of my other guys can get it. So that's all this guy does. He comes in, he makes enough biscuits for us, and then he goes home.
Oh, I love it. So, and the biscuits.
He's happy with that. And I'm happy with it.
And we're happy because we love the biscuits and made with that, with the biscuits and gravy with the homemade sausage gravy. I mean, what a better way to start your day?
Oh, we try.
Absolutely love it. So, you're also, you know, people are clamoring for the Hungry Fox experience. They come in and they have that unique, you know, encounter with, you know, your family, and you do it in this country cafe kind of style, but you can also sort of bring the Hungry Fox experience to private parties, special events. Talk about your catering program.
Sure. We started a catering program. Back in Chicago, I used to be a director of catering for an international company. I know how to take care of the people. I like to take the just take it away. You want food? I'll take care of it. I'll take care of the serving. I'll take care of preparing it. I'll bring it out. I'll make it last. We've catered weddings up to 400 people.
Wow.
We can do it at the banquet room. We have seats 80, so we can do it right on board, or I can come to your house and set things up. We'll make everything fresh, everything. I always make sure that there's a little bit extra. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. If you run out of food during a catered affair, we're both going to look like idiots. So I'd rather make sure that there's always a little bit extra there.
Well, if I'm there, you're not going to have anything left over, that's for sure. Now, your banquet room is really cool because it's actually bigger than you would imagine when you talk about it. It's a wonderful place to do, you know, board retreats, rotary clubs, service clubs. Mm-hmm. It's a great place because it's so big, but it's not big enough that you lose that Hungry Fox intimacy that you really set out to create. And so what do people need to do to reserve that wonderful room and get a sense of Hungry Fox for themselves?
Give us a call at the store, 326-2835. I'll be glad to give you a tour and even a free sample of the type of food that you'd be getting.
Wow. Wow, that's fantastic. So your business hours, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, and you're over there at 4637 East Broadway Boulevard. The number to call, ladies and gentlemen, 326-2835. Again, 326-2835. Everyone in the Hungry Fox family is going to be pleased and privileged to talk with you about what they can put together for you, whether it's a catering opportunity, whether it's a business lunch, whether it's a reservation, no matter the size. I think one of the great breakfasts in Tucson, a great business lunch. And Rick Connors, you and your family, we have to thank for bringing the Hungry Fox to us. It's just an extraordinary place.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. I really appreciate it. Catering, I wanted to just mention catering. We also cater lunch and dinner.
Oh, you're going to do both lunch and dinner? Okay.
Oh, yes. We're available all around the clock.
Now, do you have a special dinner catering menu that you roll out?
Yes, we do.
Oh,
we do.
That's great.
We have about 14 or 15 items, and they start at $12, $12.95, I think.
Unbelievable.
The complete meal.
You have a website for people to check you out and learn more about
you?
Yes,
I do. www.thehungryfox.com.
TheHungryFox.com, and his name is Rick Connors. He's been our Tucson Originals Spotlight guest for this show. We're going to be giving away a Hungry Fox gift certificate for the first person that calls in with the answer to the trivia question. Now, I believe Rick talked about the year that the Hungry Fox opened in Tucson for the first time, and we'd love to know if there's a listener anywhere out within reach of my voice or within Rick's. If you know the answer to this question, what was the year that the Hungry Fox got started here in Tucson? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now at 529-3508. Again, 529-3508, and it'll be Rick Connors' privilege to give you a gift certificate if you get the answer right. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Where's everyone meeting for the hottest dining, shopping, and nightlife in town? Main Gate Square, of course. Just west of the University of Arizona Main Gate on University Boulevard. A casual walk around the two-block square will take you to more than 50 of Tucson's most exciting restaurants, cafes, retailers, boutiques, and salons. Experience the best of international cuisine, including French, Thai, Greek, Indian, Irish, and a host of other restaurants representing virtually every corner of the globe. And when the sun goes down, Maingate Square is the place to be for live music, dancing, wine and beer tastings, art exhibits, and other special events. And did I mention the shopping? Come see what all the buzz is about on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid. Visit www.maingatesquare.com to find out what awaits you today. By day or by night, there's always something here for everyone at Maingate Square.
Has this ever happened to you? Let's say you're out for happy hour on a Friday night, and after a few cocktails, you and your friends decide to stay for dinner, which includes a couple glasses of wine. And when it's time to go home, you ask yourself, am I really able to drive, or shall I just call a taxi? Well, Arizona's DUI laws are very strict, so driving yourself is just plain stupid. On the other hand, calling a taxi means that you have to find a way back to your car the next day. And we all know how inconvenient that is.
The next time you're in this situation, leave the driving to the Entourage Transportation Group. A phone call to Entourage quickly dispatches an electric scooter to your location, and a fully licensed and insured driver neatly folds the scooter up, places it in your trunk, and drives you home. In your own car. When you arrive home, the driver simply unpacks the scooter and drives off to the next call. Both you and your car are home safe. Take this number down and keep it handy whenever you go out for drinks and dinner. You'll be glad you did. 909-0100. That's 909-0100. Or check them out online at entouragetucson.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell broadcasting live from KWFM AM 1330, The Star, with my good friend Rick Connors from The Hungry Fox. Now, Rick, the second we read the trivia question, the lights just lit up here in the booth. That means people were really either listening to the show or they want to take a guess because they want to come eat with you for breakfast or for lunch. But anyway, we're talking to Rick Connors from The Hungry Fox at 4637 East Broadway Boulevard. A man so busy, he needs to stay in the restaurant to take the calls. You know, he's thinking about what's going to be on the menu for breakfast. Early tomorrow morning, and I just can't wait to just walk in there and smell those fresh biscuits and the homemade sausage gravy. Oh, I just can't get enough. Anyway, we're going to go right to the phones, and we're going to see if Bruce knows the answer to the question. Hey, Bruce.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for listening, and thanks for calling in. I would love to treat you to breakfast or lunch at the Hungry Fox. If you know the answer to the question, what year did the Hungry Fox open in Tucson?
64.
1964, so we're going to ask Rick Connors if he is close or if he's...
Sounds about right to me.
Sounds about right, Bruce!
Great, thanks, Matt. That was a very good conversation with Rick. Very informative.
Well, that's great. Have you ever been to the Hungry Fox before, Bruce?
No, I haven't, but that made me hungry just listening to it.
Well, listen, that's the idea. So don't go away. Sydney here at the studio is going to get all your information. It's going to be our privilege to get you that gift certificate in the mail. Now, when you go into the Hungry Fox, I want you to ask for Rick Connors by name because he's going to love to continue telling the Hungry Fox story.
I'll do it. It was interesting. I'd like to hear more.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Thank you.
Hey, Rick, our first caller nails it with the answer.
Very good. They're paying attention. You have an intelligent audience.
1964. See, he's probably driving home from work. You know, he turned on the radio, and the moment you start talking about that fresh baked bread, and you know those the pancakes and the eggs and the bacon and the sausage gravy, you did all you needed to do to get him to call in.
It's a universal meal.
I love it. So it's going to be an honor for him to experience Hungry Fox for the first time. Now I'm looking out at the menu, and you know you hear a lot about Sonoran dogs have sort of helped put Tucson on the map nationally, and there's even a Sonoran hamburger that's popped up on a couple of menus, but I see here something called the Sonoran cheesesteak. What's your take on the classic cheesesteak at the Hungry Fox?
Well, you know, everybody likes a cheesesteak, but this town they like things a little bit spicy, so I want to put out a little spicy cheesesteak for them. People really love it. We spice it up with salsa and some green chilies and a little bit of jalapenos on there, and it's nice and spicy. It's not too much, but it's just enough to give you a kick.
People
love it.
That's the way we dig it here. So a really nice and spicy Sonoran cheesesteak. And again, fresh beef that's used in that. You've got the classic chicken fried steak sandwich, which is taking two great things, a wonderful sandwich and a chicken fried steak, putting them all together. And that's just a dream, Rick.
Oh, people love that. People love the country fried steak. Yeah, they do. We make that fresh. People just love it. I sell more of that. Almost any other product I have. But I tell you, my number three, we added Eggs Benedict to the menu about 5 years ago.
Beautiful.
I wasn't sure I was going to go over with my crowd, but I thought I'd try it. It's one of the top three sellers they have. People love the Eggs Benedict. They say that it's the best they've ever had.
The best Eggs Benedict. Now, that's a bold statement, Rick Connors. People are saying that's the best Eggs Benedict they've had. You can find it there for yourself at the Hungry Fox. We got about another minute remaining. I'm a pie fan. I understand you've got some fresh baked pies. What do you got going on?
Apple pie, cherry pie. Right now we have coconut cream pie as well. We make them fresh every day.
Every single day. Well, anyway.
My baker also takes reservations and requests.
That's wonderful. The number to call, 326-2835. Talk to anyone on the Hungry Fox family. They will be proud and privileged to give you a sense of what makes them come to work every day with smiles on their faces. Rick Connors, thank you so much for everything
you
do.
Thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate it.
Always
I really enjoyed this.
Thanks so much to all of my other guests. And I want to remind you, if you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to rerun this Saturday at noon right here on AM 1330. In the meantime, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Thursday at 5, it's On the Menu Live. Go to Hungry Fox. Have a great weekend.
KWFM, South Tucson.